To another story from San Francisco, where there are more Michelin three-star restaurants than anywhere else in the U.S. But the Bay Area has become a notoriously difficult place for the food industry. All sorts of restaurants are closing their doors. One reason they're struggling? The cost of housing. It has soared. And restaurant workers say they can't afford to live in the area. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Every morning, Armando Ibarra wakes up in the back of his van. He's been living here in his car for the last couple of years.
I wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
On the dashboard rests a holy candle. A rosary hangs from the rearview mirror. Ibarra parks a few blocks from his job. He works at a chain hotel, so at least he can wash up there.
I take a shower, I drink my coffee, I smoke a cigarette, and ready to work.
The hotel is located near the San Francisco airport. Ibarra is a food runner at one of its restaurants. He makes around $15 an hour. He used to commute from neighboring San Jose, one of the most expensive cities in the U.S. He paid $800 a month for a room, but just slept there. When traffic was bad, the drive back from work could take as much as 3 hours.
You would go bumper to bumper, bumper to bumper. Sometimes you get crazy, like, oh, when is it going to be over? When?
Ibarra considered renting near work, but he couldn't afford it. He figured he was already spending as much as 4 hours a day in the car. Might as well just sleep there. Over the last decade, as the tech industry expanded, rent has skyrocketed. And people who don't work at high-paying Google or Facebook jobs are finding it increasingly hard to live here or even commute. It's affected the restaurant business. Just last year, several high-profile eateries shut down. One owner told me in this area, even the chefs.
They also can't afford to live even on $18, $20 an hour here anymore. So they eventually move, become private chefs, go work at Google, and it sort of just leaves you like constantly behind.
That's Allison Hopelane. Her restaurant, Camino, was known for its wood fire cooked food. After a decade, she closed last year. She says they took a major hit when the chef moved away to Washington State.
Because he couldn't afford to live here, felt like he would have better opportunities there in terms of opening his own place, buying a home.
Hopelane went on to open the Kebabery in Oakland. It's a small cafeteria-style joint. You just pick your food and find a table. Several owners I speak to say the days of the affordable diner with a host and waiters, that's just over. And some restaurants in the area are even turning to automation. Located in San Francisco, Creator offers burgers created by local celebrity chefs.
So we have one masala burger, one Recreator, and one Tsumami burger. All right, anything else for you?
The thing is, the burgers aren't made by a human. This right here is the sound of a giant robot slicing the brioche bun, grating cheese, cutting tomatoes for a $6 burger. It could be straight out of the Jetsons or Pee Wee Herman's kitchen. Founder Alex Vardacostas says the robot can flip burgers better and for cheaper.
The only way you can make a burger of this kind of quality at that price is using a device that's going to grind meat to order. It's going to slice the tomato to order, slice the bun to order.
Here at the hotel where Armando Ibarra works, a burger is about $20.
You know, even when I get the discount, that's too much.
He can't really afford a meal at the place he works. He says he usually just goes to Burger King, Taco Bell, or stops by the gas station before going home. The problem is, for people like him in the Bay Area, going back home keeps getting harder and harder to do. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, San Francisco.